Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, April 19th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Netflix's controversial crackdown on password sharing is about to come to the United States and other countries. The new system, which is currently available in four countries, prevents users from sharing passwords with people outside of their house by requiring a device logged in to a Netflix account to log in to the home Wi-Fi network of that account at least once every 31 days. Netflix says it uses information such as IP addresses, account activity, and device IDs to determine whether a device signed into your account is actually associated with your account's primary location. Speaking to investors yesterday, Netflix says that it has been pleased with the results of its measures to block users from sharing passwords so far. The company has been testing the feature in Canada, New Zealand, Portugal, and Spain. As such, Netflix says it's planning a broad rollout to more countries, including the United States, in the second quarter of the year. So this means that starting sometime between now and the end of June, Netflix will implement its password sharing crackdown in the US and a number of other countries. Netflix reiterates that there are over 100 million households currently sharing passwords, something that Netflix says undermines its ability to, quote, invest in and improve Netflix for paying members. Whether or not users agree remains to be seen, and we expect to get a closer look at consumer reaction once the new crackdown on password sharing goes into effect later this quarter. In other news today, Apple is expected to finally announce its Reality Pro AR/VR headset at WWDC in June. A new report from Bloomberg this week offers additional detail on what exactly the headset will do, at least in its first iteration. According to the story, Apple has been developing apps for the headset for sports, gaming, and wellness experiences, while also bringing existing iPad features to the headset. The story explains, quote, "A big part of the effort is adapting iPad apps for the new headset. Users will be able to access millions of existing apps from third-party developers via the new 3D interface," end quote. Apple is also focusing on collaboration, including support for the new Freeform Whiteboard app that debuted as part of iPadOS 16. Other features detailed in the story include reading books in virtual reality, FaceTime calling and Apple TV watching, meditating with audio and visual sessions, and taking pictures using the outward-facing cameras. Again, the first version of Reality Pro is expected to be announced at WWDC in June, but it's not expected to ship to consumers until sometime later this year. Rounding out today, Apple first added support for storing student IDs in Apple Wallet with iOS 12 and watchOS 5. Since then, the feature has gradually expanded to more universities in the United States, and now Purdue University has added support for the feature. Purdue, which is located in West Lafayette, Indiana, announced the launch of Apple Wallet support in a press release on Wednesday, saying that support for the features gives students the convenience they expect while also maintaining security. Students at Purdue will be able to add their IDs to Apple Wallet for easy access on iPhone and Apple Watch, and once this is done, they can hold their device near a reader anywhere physical student IDs are accepted, including dorms, restaurants, campus buildings, and more. It basically works like Apple Pay, but for your student ID. But interestingly, Purdue is taking its adoption of digital student IDs a step further than many other schools. While current students will be able to keep and use physical ID cards indefinitely, the university will stop issuing new students physical IDs starting this summer. So those students will only be able to use a digital ID in Apple Wallet or Google Wallet to access campus buildings. You can get a look at exactly how this feature works at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Mastodon or on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.